Citrus Research and Development Foundation Chief Operations Officer Harold Browning explains how a process called knowledge mapping will help the organization deal with HLB and other issues.
We've been in business now about 5 to 6 years, and we've accumulated a lot of research details, data, observations, and with hundreds of projects having been completed, the question really is, what have we learned, what do we still need to know, and how can we put that knowledge to use in moving to solutions for the field? So the processing industry, particularly PepsiCo and Tropicana, have come forward to propose a system that they're ready to help us with called knowledge mapping, and it is on a given topic to just go into depth and understand what's known, what isn't known, and kind of to map out that area. So we're going through a two-day process coming up here shortly, with one topic being the interventions to perhaps affect HLB with the bacterium, and getting all the scientists involved that work in that area to share with us their broader understanding of where do we go from here. So it's kind of a gap analysis, looking at sort of understanding what we know and what are the next steps.
Browning says knowledge mapping can also help CRDF explain its work and progress to growers and others.
And even those of us that are really close within CRDF to the science or on committees, it's hard to keep it all straight. We have 130 projects right now. So rather than trying to recite what each one is doing, the important thing is collectively, what are we accomplishing? And so this effort should move us in that direction. And this is a pilot study. We're going to look at one topic, and to the degree that we're successful, we'll progressively move through other topics and ultimately have kind of a higher level view of what we need to do going forward.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.